The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Do you ever entertain a thought about some people you see or know as unlikely believers in God? If we could see and know what God sees and knows, sometimes we'd be surprised. Hello, friend. Welcome to Grace in Focus. So glad that you have joined us for this episode. And this is the radio broadcast and podcast ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We'd like you to get to know us better. You can do so at our website, faithalone.org. We have thousands of articles there that you can read for free, and we have some resources that are free as well. We also have an online bookstore, and you can find Bob Wilkins' latest book there. It is called The Gospel is Still Under Siege. Find it at faithalone.org/store. Now with today's discussion from Mark chapter 7, here are Bob Wilkin and Ken Yates.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of Grace in Focus.
Welcome back, Captain Jack.
Captain Jack, meet me down at the railroad track. That's from a previous episode.
Colonel Yates, meet me back at the pearly gates.
We were talking about
that one. That was pretty good.
Well, I don't think that would catch on in the military, but I don't know why Captain Jack does either. Bob and I are still going through the book of Mark. Hopefully inspiring those who listen to say, man, I've got to learn more about this, or I've got to study more about this book. And we're just picking selected passages, one in each chapter.
Right.
And now we are in chapter 7. And in chapter 7, we meet one of the heroes.
The SP woman.
The SP.
Or the Syrophoenician
woman.
Which you told me Syro stands for like Syria.
Up there, and then
and Phoenician for Phoenicia, which we don't have Phoenicia today, but
right.
We used to have a country called the Phoenicians.
And so this is north of Israel. And in this passage in the Gospel of Mark, this is pretty much the furthest Jesus goes from Israel.
And she's a Gentile.
And Mark really emphasizes that. You know, he doesn't call her just Syrophoenician, but he says she's Greek, you know. And so he's hammering home the idea that this woman is not, and in the whole account. And by the way, she's found in Mark 7, verses 24 through 30.
Right.
And again, Mark is really emphasizing the fact that this woman is not Jewish. And even in the conversation that she has with the Lord, that comes out. There's connections with what goes on before. In the first part of chapter 7, Jesus is once again attacked by the religious leaders. Why? Well, his disciples, it says in verse 2, eat, and this, I think, is important when we get to the Syrophoenician woman, bread with unwashed hands or unclean hands.
And they had special ceremonial washings of hands, right?
Right.
And if you didn't do it, you were unclean.
Right.
And even though the Old Testament didn't tell us about these special washings, they made them up.
Right. And why did they do it? Well, if you read the chapters or the verses after this in chapter 7 about the bread and unclean hands, they said, well, the Jews have all these rules when they come back from the marketplace. Well, why do they have to wash themselves when they come back from the marketplace? Because they come in contact with unclean people. They come in contact with Gentiles in the marketplace or Samaritans, you know, or whoever. And so they had all these rules. Your hands are not clean. And when you eat bread, you need to clean them. That sets the stage for this Syrophoenician woman. What we find is in the first part of chapter 7, the people who are opposing Jesus over uncleanness and unclean hands and all these other things that they're worried about being unclean and how they eat their bread are the religious leaders, who of all the people should have been the ones who recognized that Jesus was the Christ.
Yes.
But they don't.
And in fact, Jesus says you clean the outside of the cup, but the inside's full of corruption.
That's the other thing. Yeah, you're not clean on the inside. You eat your bread with clean hands.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got what is it with all the COVID, the what is it we used on all of our hands?
The hand sanitizers?
The hand sanitizers. Yeah, your hands are dripping with hand sanitizers when you eat your bread, but the inside is defiled.
Yes.
This woman is the exact opposite of those things.
Yeah, she's not externally clean. She's a Gentile.
Right.
But she's internally someone with great faith.
Yeah, she's internally looking really good.
And she's not offended when she comes to Jesus about her daughter and wanting a healing. Instead, Jesus talks to her about it's not appropriate to give the food that should be going to Israel to little dogs.
But notice, it's not food.
What is it?
It's bread.
Bread.
That connects it up to the previous verses.
You
eat your bread with unclean hands.
And now he's tying it together.
And she wants his bread. There's
not
a connection.
Literal bread,
right.
But she wants metaphorically for him to heal her daughter.
Right. The bread of the Lord here is his healing and his teaching and all that. She wants it.
You are invited to subscribe to the Grace Evangelical Society's YouTube channel. You will find our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday videos there, enlightening and encouraging, and even probably humorous at times if you like Bob Wilkins' humor. Indeed, you will get biblical truth about free grace themes like faith alone for eternal salvation and why the Grace Evangelical Society is zero-point Calvinistic. We come your way 3 times a week at the Grace Evangelical YouTube channel. Check it out and tell a friend about the Grace Evangelical Society.
But now Jews called Gentiles dogs, right?
Yes.
Jesus is being very nice to talk about little dogs.
Right.
You know, like the household dogs, the Chihuahuas or the Shih Tzus or these other little cute dogs.
It's not the street dogs.
It's not, yeah, these aren't, yeah. What do you call them, hyenas or something?
Right. And so this woman, as Mark is connecting these passages with the ideal of unclean, with the idea of bread, he's contrasting these two. You got the religious leaders on the one hand, and you've got this woman.
And this woman is the hero, and they're the goats.
Exactly, where you would expect it to be the exact opposite.
Yeah.
This is the kind of woman that the Pharisees would never have anything to do with. She's as unclean as she can possibly be. And notice, what's her problem? Not only is she unclean.
She's got a daughter that's demon-possessed.
And what is it called? An unclean spirit.
Going back to the unclean hands?
Yes. So this is the connection. What we have here is the, you can see, verse 25, unclean spirit.
That's
what she's called. And so she's as unclean as you can possibly be. She's a Gentile. By the way, she's from Syrophoenicia near Tyre and Sidon, which were some of Israel's greatest enemies.
Right.
In the Old Testament. So,
yeah, the passage mentions went to the region of Tyre and Sidon,
right.
In verse 24.
Yeah, so again, if you're going to pick somebody for a religious Jew who, this is why they bathed in that cleaning and they cleaned themselves because of people like her.
You wouldn't be inviting her over for a meal.
Right, and Jesus goes to her. And so this is the connection.
Did she come to him or did he go to her?
Well, she goes up there. Here's what's interesting.
He's in that house, right?
Right. And he wants to keep secret.
Right.
And it says that she heard about him.
Right. From who? Well, we don't know.
Well, we do know. Earlier in the gospel, it says that he was healing and there were people from Tyre and Sidon there.
Ah, so she heard about him not when he was in Tyre and Sidon, but
right.
Where he was elsewhere.
Exactly.
And those people came back and reported.
Exactly, and reported, and she had heard about him.
And now she hears report that same man is in her town.
Yes, so here he's there, you know. And Jesus, and here's the other question. Why is Jesus in this area of Tyre and Sidon? Because the religious leaders have run him off.
Ah.
So who you would expect to be welcoming him, accepting him, believing in him, have opposed him, and now he's gone off into this Gentile area. And here's an unclean person. And her attitude is completely different.
Yeah, notice when he says the thing about you shouldn't give, as you pointed out, the children's bread. The children would be Israel.
Right.
Israel's bread. You're not to give that to the little dogs, which would be the Gentiles. Instead of taking offense, she says, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs." Now, she's not even talking about the full bread,
right?
Just the little fragments of the bread, the crumbs.
Isn't that great?
And she's like, "Give me just a little something."
What she's saying is, even the leftovers that you have for your people is good enough for me.
Yeah.
How incredible is this
she
lady?
She realizes he can heal her daughter with just a word.
Exactly.
He doesn't need to exert a lot of energy or whatever. And it's something that she realizes he will be willing to do.
Yeah, because of what she's heard about him. She's heard about his power. She's heard about his mercy.
His compassion.
And his compassion. And she says, "I've heard about you, and I know that you'll be merciful to me because of what I've heard."
A lot of Gentiles would have been anti-Semitic.
And this woman is not that way. She says, "You're right. The Jews are your children, and I am the little house pet because I'm a Gentile. But you're so great that even the crumbs that fall off the table that you give your people is enough to heal my daughter."
So do you think she's a believer?
Oh, absolutely, because of the other Gospels.
Not just believing he can heal her, but actually believe in him for eternal life.
She's heard the things that he's taught, that he's the Christ. And, by the way, in the other Gospel, it says she calls him Son of David. This is a believer here.
So she knows it's Messiah because Son of David's a messianic
thing. That's right. And so the things that she's heard about him, she believes. And not only that, but in the previous verses, Jesus talks about cleaning the inside, like you said, cleaning the inside. And he says, you know, the Pharisees, they clean the outside, the inside. What goes into them, it's what comes out of a man that defiles him. This woman's heart is clean.
Wow, that's good.
Her outside, yeah. She's got an unclean spirit in her daughter. She's a Syrophoenician woman. She's a Gentile. The Jews say that's as unclean as you can possibly be. But look at her heart. She believes the things that she's heard Jesus say.
So he heals her daughter and says, "For this saying, go your way, the demon has gone out from your daughter." But doesn't it say in the other Gospels that he talks about her great faith?
Her great faith.
And great faith doesn't mean she has a bigger degree of faith. It means what she believes is greater than what many of the people in Israel believe.
He says, "Just go home. She's healed." And she believes him.
So she believes. And didn't you say there's only one other example where he talks about great faith?
It's
and
a centurion.
That, too, is a Gentile?
Right.
And that, too, is distance healing?
Exactly. So this woman is not only, "You're the Christ. The crumbs that come down from your table is enough. In fact, just tell me the word and my daughter's healed." This woman, I'm telling y'all, study this woman. She's something else. So.
All right.
Well, we hope that, again, causes you to say, "I got to know more about the Gospel of Mark." And in the meantime,
keep grace in focus.
Be our guest and subscribe to our 48-page magazine, 6 issues per year, also called Grace in Focus, by emailing your name and snail mail address to ges@faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On this program, we keep our requests for financial partners to a minimum. But if you are interested in becoming a financial partner with Grace in Focus, you can find out how to do that at faithalone.org. On our next episode, Losing Your Life to Save Your Life, join us. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.